I'm excited to be here. This is kind of what I'm doing these days. I'm working for the People Project, doing sort of large-scale queer community-based education work. We sort of are a collective of spectrum youth and queer and trans people of color and our allies who believe in the power of art to educate and heal and empower. And something we're doing right now is hosting Outwards, which is an intensive art and leadership program which explores spectrum history and arts and deconstructs the roots of gender and sexuality-based discrimination and considers how to build grassroots community-based movements. Participants also develop skills in arts practices, creative writing, performance, photography, and video, while learning from a variety of community-based queer artists. So I'm telling you about this because I want to tell you a little bit about sort of my experience in hosting that space in Toronto for young queer people. We spent 4 hours every week together, and we spent one Saturday recently talking about sort of broad questions about what is the relationship between our queerness and nationalism. And I think what came out of those conversations with queer people in Toronto was really beautiful, because those conversations weren't based in theory. They weren't made in reference to theorists like Judith Butler, Jasper Poir. They were made very much in reference to lived experience and things that we've seen and witnessed in our lives and felt and tasted in the very tangible ways that we feel that there's a relationship between our queerness and issues of nationalism and imperialism and citizenship and war. So when we took the time to open up these conversations with young queer people, the conversations started to flow really naturally. The young people in Outwards were able to identify that nationalism was a function of often blind patriotism with violent repercussions that was often embedded in ideas of supremacy. They were able to see that citizenship was an act of inclusion and exclusion based in historical myths and omissions and propaganda, and that the sense of false belonging necessitated a certain racism and sexism and homophobia and transphobia. So we shared stories together about a variety of examples in which messages are often sent that queerness is somehow unpatriotic to a nation built on very gendered ideals of strength and nationalism. We recognized examples here in Canada and abroad where queerness was presented by the mainstream as some kind of invasion to the country, where queerness was a threat to values, to reproduction, and to families. We went even further to criticize the ways that queer rights have been used to justify a perceived supremacy over so-called homophobic countries. Sometimes the self-perception of queer positivity and progress and human rights language is even used as a tool to measure the savage versus the civilized, and hence used as an excuse to occupy or wage war and invasions. I'm here today because I know that there's such importance in having these conversations. Conversations that intrinsically tie the work of our queer movements to the work of our movements for migrant justice and anti-imperialism. Walls and borders have often been used as a metaphor by many writers, artists, and organizers, as a metaphor for the regulations that we inherit, ones that are strictly regulated and violently maintained, but somehow have come to be understood as unfortunate, but unavoidable, or as natural, or as necessary. And so many of us feel these truths, and we know that our queerness exists as a breaking of the rules that we didn't make or consent to, and that our presence in this part of the world is a product of a history that we didn't create or ask for. And we find ourselves now trying to survive and thrive in a context of racist regulations that we had nothing to do with writing, and a culture of homophobic and transphobic violence that we had no part in creating, but now we must resist them. Because of this, we exist as a testament to the courage and the heart required to define ourselves in defiance to those rules. And we feel a sensation of defiance and we embody them, and still, we often have trouble verbalizing and linking queer and trans movements and migrant justice in very tangible ways. Maybe because it's because we find it hard to articulate the relationship between these two, or because we don't find enough resources or art that speak to that relationship, or because we don't find any organizations or people who are speaking specifically to that relationship. And that's what tonight is definitely about for me. It's also, of course, about giving really constructive feedback to our friends from Havoc who have come from so far to see us, and sort of share in the brilliant work that's happening in Toronto as well. So some points on how tonight is going to go down is that we have panel speakers from Quiet, from Known as Illegal, and from Havoc. So I won't keep you much longer. The first speaker that we have is Craig Fortier of Known as Illegal Toronto.